1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites in Emporia, the Extended Stay Hotel. Call them today about booking their private meeting room for your next business or organization's meeting needs. Call 343-7756, Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News Time 8:53. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Tammy Baird, USD 386 Madison Virgil Superintendent. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well.
I was going to ask if you've had any sort of downtime the last month, obviously with school starting here tomorrow for your district, but at the same time, the last couple of weeks, you've had a kind of a serious facility situation, in case people don't know about the roof over the Madison High School gymnasium that's had work on it. Before we start talking about your plan forward, how busy have things gotten here for you just because of the roof?
Well, pretty busy, but it's slowing down now as we last night decided at a board meeting that we were going to go with a metal roof, and so now I can call the companies that can provide that service and get bids solidified and figure out who's going to do it.
Well, Tammy, do you have things temporarily covered up then, roof-wise?
Right, yes. They dried it in the Tuesday after it happened. So it's covered, and we're not having any leaks at this time.
Tammy, you mentioned here metal roof. How does that, I guess, differ from the current roof setup that you have, and has the board set a timetable now for getting those bids in to do the repairs needed?
Well, we had our old roof was a flat roof, quote unquote flat roof, and then we had a metal roof over that. So what we will do is take the metal roof that folded over, take that off, and put a new metal roof on. I think we have the bids in. I just need to solidify that they both bid the same thing, and I need to talk to the insurance adjuster, and then we will probably have a special board meeting to get that going.
Did the ripping up of the roof due to very high winds during that severe thunderstorm lead to any other damage besides the roof, Tammy?
No other damage.
At least that's
fortunate.
Yeah. That is good news.
Yes.
How did the gas leak situation unfold? Because it sounded like the storm activity from a couple of weekends ago, the main concern was not just the roof, but also the gas leak that reported as well.
Right. We called Kansas Gas Service and Madison Fire Department. They came up, shut the gas off, opened the doors, let that gas get out of there, which in a couple hours it was, so we were good. And so now we've capped it off. We had to cap it off so we could have gas in the rest of the building.
So is the main gym then inoperable until you get the new roof on?
Well, that's one of the questions I'll have for whoever does the roof is, you know, can we still use it? We're anticipating that we cannot. I would assume we cannot use that gym. But we'll ask and see what they say.
Based off of that, what type of adjustments are you planning for the, really, A, day one of classes, but B, until the roof repair process is completed? What type of things does that kind of force you to adjust here for the school year?
Well, we have to move our high school volleyball matches to, except for our one that's a dual that we can have in our new gym. We have to move those. We can still do our junior high volleyball matches, but the other triangular volleyball matches will have to be moved.
So I know that the bids you said are in, did they give an approximate time it would take to get the new roof on?
Well, I'm looking at 3 to 6 months. Okay. If things go according to plan, and sometimes you run into things you didn't know were going to happen, sure. So it extends it. But I'd say 3 months, best case scenario.
Any indication about how much that's going to possibly cost the district and what line item or line items that'll be coming out of?
Our deductible is $25,000, so that's what it's going to cost us, and that'll come out of capital outlay.
Well, other than that,
my goodness,
big challenge, Tammy, in front of you. Are things set to go for a new school year?
Yep, we're ready to go. The teachers are ready to go. Today's our work day. Tonight is our back-to-school night, and then we'll start with students tomorrow. We're ready to hit the ground running.
So are you staffed up all right?
Yes, we are. Having to do some different things with our math. We're having to do a little bit of Greenbush blended learning, where it's kind of a remote situation, and also online.
You know, the other question,
to cover our math, yeah, we had to do some tricky stuff, I think.
I was going to ask you, kind of on a brighter note, with facilities, it seems like the ag building process has been moving forward and seems to be moving forward fairly well.
Yes, they have their pad, they have all the equipment they need, and they're ready to start building on Monday.
Outstanding.
And drying it in, and have it dried in 2 weeks, and hope to get to use that by second semester.
Boy, that is great news. Well, Tammy, anything else that you wanted to bring up here specifically when it comes to the main gymnasium roof situation as that continues to progress?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Tammy, best of luck here at the start of the school year, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Tammy.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That.
You bet.
And
bye.
Thanks, Madison Virgil, District 386 Superintendent Tammy Baird, joining us here this morning on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Chuck?
Okay, really quickly, before we get to sports, we do have a busy 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, a couple of interviews as well. We'll have the Newsmaker 2 at 8:20 with United Way of the Flint Hill CEO Mickey Edwards talking about Thursday's campaign kickoff, and then we'll get the biweekly update with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan around 8:40 tomorrow.
Yeah, that kickoff at the Guffler Mansion.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Brad, swanky.
And Brad and Susan will be great hosts for that as the United Way kicks off their 2023-2024 campaign. Exciting time for the United Way. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. When your group needs accommodating rooms to gather, you can book reservations through Mainstay Suites' Facebook page or call 343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home. It is 8:59.
Hey, Emporia. At Next Tech Wireless, it's wireless on your terms. You pick a 36, 24, or 18-month agreement and get a device.